time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, shit, I put that on the Bible. I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need a nail, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. So main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey.
We about to people, it's your boy, the one and only, your host that do the most, Mr. Viral himself, aka the villain, because they hate me for my opinion. Welcome back to another episode of the Viral Way Podcast. Make sure you share, like, and subscribe to the channel. We here to wake the sheep that sleep. We here to lead the way like my bro Messiah say. As always, I got my bro in the building, the one and only, the Messiah. You feel me? We here leading the way. I got my boy in the building, Mr. Cali the One, Disorderly Conduct's own. You already know what's going on. Once again, make sure you share, like, subscribe to the channel. Man, there's a lot going on in the news. Where y'all want to start with this? It's a lot of messy stuff going on. I think we should tackle the elephant in the room. What's going on with Diddy, man? It's a lot going on surrounding Diddy name. They done brought Meek Mills into it. They done brought Usher into it. I'm like, damn, it's getting ugly. Like, they bringing up name after name. Yeah. What's going on with Diddy, man?
You know what? I really don't know. I'm at the point where it's like, if y'all aren't going to, I guess it's in the process, but I'm at the point where it's like, if y'all not going to arrest him formally, then why keep talking about it? Like, it seems like it's a new charge every damn week or every damn month. I'm at the point where I'm like, damn.
But I don't know, man. People saying Diddy contract with the higher-ups is up, or he done pissed somebody off up top, because if this shit been going on the way they say it been going on, why wait till now to start airing it out? And now you're bringing up people from a decade ago, 2 decades ago. Yeah. Oh, he did this in 94. He did this in 93. Oh, he did this. You know what I'm saying? Like, where was all of this then?
And I mean, not only that, too, though, you know, you got people within the industry kind of coming out, and now they giving stories, you know, about shit, too. So it's like, it's a whole bunch of people now just coming out of nowhere. I don't know. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
At the end of the day, everybody got secrets. So it's like, all this shit coming out now, maybe they was holding all that shit just to keep Diddy a certain way behind closed doors. Diddy, go to fucking Cuba. Get out of here. Lay low, girl.
This nigga said go to Cuba.
Go lay low with your bag. Get the fuck up out of here. They on your ass, nigga. I don't know how you gonna clean that shit up, but get out of here into the smoke, to the smoke clear.
This my thing. Because he got a number of accusations. Now, like I said, until proven guilty, I'm going to assume he innocent. I don't just take it as, oh, well, so many people saying that it got to be true. Bro, this is the entertainment industry. A lot of these people coming out making these accusations had business dealings with dude. And the business dealings didn't go in their favor. So now I see Cassie suing. Oh, she get paid. Well, damn, he fucked me over too. Let me try to throw something out there. Yeah, he touched me too. Let's settle out of court. How many millions can I get out of him? Like, you know, I be thinking like, people doing that type of shit. But as far as you grown men coming out saying he did something sexual to you, look, bro, this ain't prison. You ain't in a cell, mate. I mean, you ain't in a cell with some 400-pound dude who done knocked you out and took advantage of you, bro. You went to that man's studio from your story. This ain't like me confirming it. You saying you went to these parties and partook in these activities. You went to the studio, partook in these activities. You let them take you shopping or whatever the fuck y'all saying. You made a conscious decision to do that. So when shit don't go your way, don't come out trying to air them out because you didn't get what you thought you was going to get out the deal. Like, oh, I'm going to smut him out now. Like, to me, that's some bitch shit. If you did some gay shit with the man, you got to live with that. Why are you trying to air him out? And this is another thing. I'm not defending Diddy because I don't even know Diddy. But what is the world's infatuation with dudes coming out being down low? It's like, y'all love this shit. Like, I don't understand it. Y'all be so infatuated to find out who gay, who not. I don't give a fuck. Me personally, I don't care. I don't got no dealings with the man. But the world is like, oh, he gay? That's the only thing they care about. Now, they saying he has some shit going on with some underage girls and boys. Nobody give a fuck about that. They pushing that to the side. Like, that don't even exist. They just stuck on the gay shit. How y'all feel about that?
I think, again, right? I seen people saying, too, like, it's almost a cover-up for the Epstein thing. I don't know if you've been seeing people talking about that. How factual that is, I mean, you know what I mean? Who knows? But I think that Diddy's in a tough position right now.
Diddy pissed somebody off.
Because, like I said, you got all these people coming out. Then you got the accusations. I mean, like, then you got the media coverage. Then he stepped down from
Revolt.
From Revolt. So it's like, it's not looking too good. I just don't know, bro. I don't know.
And as far as bringing other people's name in it, they didn't say Meek's name. They said a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj. Who else was that? They said an R&B singer who just performed at the Super Bowl.
Where are they getting this stuff from? That's what I don't, because I didn't really see.
This is somebody that came out and was like, yeah, I was at the parties and then claiming to have footage.
Okay.
Because
okay.
They tried to implicate Stevie J in some homosexual tapes. The dude who was actually in the tape came out like, nah, that ain't Stevie J, that's me. I guess it was some homosexual porn star. But they basically alluding, if you do business with Diddy, you got to do some gay shit to get on with him. Like, you got all these grown-ass men coming out talking about he sexually assaulted me and this and that. And I'm like, it sounded like you willingly did it. It didn't go in your favor. You see everybody getting paid off these lawsuits. Now you want to slander his name to try to get paid.
I don't know. I feel like I'm at the point now where every conspiracy that's been deemed a conspiracy is you know, been later to be, you know, seen as true later on. So it's like, I'm at the point where anything is possible. Like, it's possible that everything that they say he did, you know, and I wouldn't be surprised at this point.
He said he did that
because
shit, did
because
that
that's shit. That's been the talk of the industry for years now. So I mean, the fact that now it's coming to light in whichever way it is, I'm not surprised at all.
They say where there's smoke, there's fire. So many people say one thing; it got to be some truth to it. But man, it's the entertainment industry. Like I said, it seemed like he pissed off somebody in the up and ups who was keeping all that shit under wraps, if it is true, because it been going on and y'all been knowing about it. 50 probably one of the only ones who was telling y'all.
Yeah, he's
like, bro, that nigga tried to take me shopping.
Yeah.
What the fuck that mean? Nigga, we two grown men. You talking about, hey man, let's kick it. All right, cool. Would you want to go to the sports bar or something? Nah, let me take you shopping.
Columbus Short says like, something. What? It's a couple
like,
people. Right?
Like, what the fuck you mean? Nigga, I take bitches shopping when I want to see them look good. Like, yeah, I put that outfit on there. Like, what you on that type of shit? So 50 been going at him. But one thing I don't like, the bodyguards that's coming out now. Y'all been seeing all this shit going on for years and years and years. Now, all of a sudden, y'all want to start airing them out. Y'all just as guilty to me.
Nah, that's because niggas be riding the wave. And now that his name going bad, y'all want to disassociate and act like you against him now on some weird shit. But like you say, if y'all know what's been going on, y'all condoning it anyway.
Now he was a part
like,
of it.
Now you're trying to act like you not. It's weird as fuck, but that's just since the beginning of time, they've been destroying niggas through the media. You know what I mean? From newspapers to now. Now it's just even worse. It's on steroids.
Facts.
That's what they gonna do. It don't matter. All that shit might not even be true about the nigga, but if a few things stick with him, they gonna assume everything else was what it was.
Nah, that's a super fact. It's just crazy to me how you could be with somebody for a decade saying he doing all this fucked up shit that you seen with your own two eyes. But like you said, you riding the wave. As long as your chest keep clearing, I'm going to look the other way. The second it looked like the empire coming down, all of a sudden you throwing fuel to the fire. Oh, yeah, he was at them brothel houses. Like, what significance does that have with anything?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't illegal for a grown man to go to a brothel and do whatever the fuck he want to do in there. What relevance does that have to us? That's the only thing I trip on with society. Y'all are so dead bang on finding out what grown man is doing homosexual activity. Like, bro, I don't give a fuck. I don't even want to know. Why y'all want to know so bad? Like, that start to make you look suspect. Yeah. In my eyes, like, cuz, you want to know who gay that bad? Like, are you trying to hook up with this nigga or what? Like,
and I think it's that. But I also think, you know, again, because we don't know if it's true or not true, that it's also about the assault aspect. That's what people are saying, obviously, of what he's accused of doing different things. So, I mean, if it's true, then damn, you know, condolences to the people. But If it's
this
not,
nigga
then
said condolences like he done murked
something. Because to me, that's sick. If you know,
like you said, most of them probably willingly doing it, trying to get.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
he probably fucked them twice. So it's just like, if you fuck twice, it's crazy.
Look, man.
So all pun intended.
Yeah, so now you ain't getting the bag or whatever the case is. But I think people obsession with a lot of this shit is from the stem of the misery loves company. Mm. Most people are miserable. So they be happy to see niggas so quick. If you see a nigga doing good, niggas ain't praising with the same hate. You know what I mean? They be ready to crash a nigga or get all the information they can to bring you down because they'd be happy to see a nigga go out backwards. Like, that should be weird to me.
Yeah, and that's the way they avoid persecution, too. Like, let me get up out of it. Let me get up out of it.
The memes is crazy.
I mean, even just the regular civilians that don't even know this man or know these people in the media, you so invested to where you want to do everything you can to add fuel to the fire, like, to keep that motherfucker burning.
That'd be another thing, though. It's like, people, when you're a winner, people love to see your empire crumble. It does not matter. It's a reason why Floyd fights always sell out. It ain't because they love Floyd. Niggas want to see Floyd lose.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see him catch his first L. Oh, he ain't that good. He ain't fought nobody. Like, it does not matter. If you keep winning for so long, people are going to want to see you lose. So the fact that Diddy has been on top of the game for so long, it's like it's a wildfire all across social media wanting to see him crumble. And people persecuting him, I ain't really seen no evidence other than he say, she say. We in the era of the tell-all books, drama sales. People say anything about anything to do with a celebrity. Mm. Everybody gonna run with it. So that's why I'm just sitting back like, I ain't got no personal opinion as far as did he do it or did he not. I'm gonna sit back and watch the facts unfold. Then we can maybe give a more precise opinion on it. Mm. But for the people who was his homies or kicking it with him or going to his parties and y'all in the media crucifying him, y'all some bitches. Because when it was on the up and up, y'all was there loving that shit, not caring about nothing he was doing. Because you said you seen him doing it all, but it was cooled in. But now that the empire is crumbling, you want to throw fuel on the fire to get your 15 seconds of fame. So y'all some bitches in my eyes. That's how I feel about it. But whether he did it or not, time will tell.
Did he get ghost, cuz?
Yeah, hey, he better pull a Russell Simmons. Hey, the memes is crazy, though. I see the memes. Somebody said, man, Biggie wasn't really cock-eyed. He just had to keep one eye on Diddy. I'm like, damn, they going crazy with the shit. But yeah, let's move on, man. Oh, big news for L.A. Schoolboy Q just dropped the album. Shout out to Schoolboy Q, man. L.A. Zone, one of L.A.'s finest. I had a chance to briefly skim through the album. I didn't really give it a deep, hard listen. But from what I recall, he had a couple bangers. He had his usual hippie shit. He had, like, you know, Schoolboy, he usually go up and down with it.
It's natural Schoolboy Q type shit.
He usually, you know, he got the hard shit for the hood. Then he got, you know, the I wouldn't even call it hippie. Like, it's hippie, rock and rollish type of psychedelic music almost.
It's like an alternative.
I think it's more him embracing his creativity.
Exactly.
It's more him being able to be himself, even though he still caters to niggas in the hood also.
Exactly.
I think his relationship with Mac Miller kind of opened that door. Now he said he playing golf now. That got him thinking totally different because he rubbing shoulders with people from different walks of life. Mm-hmm. And you could just feel the maturity on the album. It ain't all him just talking about Hoover this, Hoover that.
Oh, yeah.
Gang bang this, gang bang that. He really in his artistic bag.
Yeah.
So shout out Schoolboy Q.
You know, facts. And if you go back to like Habits and Contradictions, like the old Schoolboy, he's been on that creative.
Yeah, he's been.
He's been in that bag of like just being a like, you know, the whole groovy thing and just the different type of music. So this album was really like another good album from Schoolboy Q. Me personally, I fuck with Schoolboy Q heavy. And it was another good album. It had everything from bars. It had good content. It had good beats. And good transitions throughout the album. So I think it was an altogether good piece of work.
He had a couple club bangers on there. I could see going hard in the club scene.
And
especially in the LA market.
Yeah. No, and me personally, like, he had like Rico Nasty on there, like the second track or something like that. And I don't even listen to her music. But she was cool on there. So it was, he had some sounds on there, some people on there that like I liked on there that I really don't listen to as well. So
yeah, he had Absol on there. Yeah. Still rocking with them. So that's good to see that.
Yeah.
He's still sticking to what he do, regardless of how people perceive it. He's putting out music that he probably likes himself. So shout out to Schoolboy Q.
Yeah, I just was thinking like, damn, you know, with the sound, certain sounds, I could see myself like back in Amsterdam. Like, you feel me, off of psychedelic, throw the Schoolboy Q album on and just, you know, zone out. He got that type of feel.
Yeah.
But it's a real good look for LA because, man, we've been lacking a major artist in the limelight. You feel me? Who come from the essence of the shit and still trying to push the needle on his creativity. Now, a lot of people, it might not be their cup of tea, but I say listen to it with an open ear, with an open sound, and it can grow on you because a lot of shit is taking a gamble. Like, damn, I wonder how, you know, the LA crowd is going to react, like you said, to a Rico Nasty or some of the features that he had on there or some of the tunes where he was trying to play with the vocals, even singing on some tracks. So, overall, I feel like it was a decent album.
I feel like you got to really fuck with Schoolboy to marinate on that album and just understand his concept, the way he always been doing music. So that's how I look at it in that perspective.
Nah, yeah. And I think with Schoolboy, well, I'm excited whenever he drops too, is because he's a part of TDE. And I think personally TDE, compared to all the other West Coast artists, they're some of the like people from the West Coast that get countrywide praise. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you could go to New York and somebody listen to Schoolboy. You could go to Florida, different places, Kendrick, Absol, because they have those types of fan bases, I think. So that's why I fuck with Schoolboy whenever he drops, and I think, you know, it's a good look for the city.
Yeah, that's real big. That is a great point. Yeah. They don't get labeled as West Coast artists.
No, they're very just nah, whoever they are.
They can go,
you know,
do
what
a
I mean?
Rolling Loud, and it's like, it's Kendrick, it's Schoolboy, it's J-Rock. Yeah, it ain't like, exactly. Oh, it's them West Coast artists. It's like they already broke out of that box.
Yeah. They've all versatile.
And it's really, to me, it's the beats. It's the beats. It comes down to the beats. It comes down to the beats. And the lyrics, too.
Yeah.
But it's the beats, to me, because
they never allow themselves to stay boxed in.
Exactly.
Like, they don't, they do things that's unexpected that you would expect from their backgrounds. Like, so I look at them in a different light. They real artists of more so MCs than just rappers. Mm.
See, that's the difference between being an MC, a real artist, and just a rapper trying to ride a wave.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the longevity. When the trend is not hot no more, and that's all you did was chase the trend, you're not hot no more. When you're an artist and you push the envelope, you push the limit, it's unlimited where you can go with it. Look at Kendrick. He did the what was the one album? A lot of street people didn't like it because he had
Pimp a Butterfly.
Pimp a Butterfly,
which was good. Yeah.
How many fucking awards he got off that shit? That shit being studied in colleges, and you know what I'm saying? You gotta go past the scrutiny of the people you grew up around and be willing to take the gamble, push the limit. Because most people wouldn't have made an album like that. They just would have stuck to their guns. Like, nah, this hot right now. Drill rap hot. Let me get the hottest drill rapper and jump on a song.
And I think sometimes, too, when it comes to music like that, for instance, you have to listen to things not just for enjoyment, but to, like, actually expand your mind and learn and, like, put yourself in the shoes of the person who made it and be like, damn, they really, you know, put all these little pieces together to make this album or to make this body of work. That's crazy. You get what I'm saying? And appreciate it. So I think, too, you got to listen to shit sometimes just for that and appreciate, like, the art of it and how it was made, not just, oh, is it a slap in a whip or is it not? Like, right. It is what it is, you know?
I agree. I think it's more like understanding the message of what they're putting out and why they chose to even take that route and try to, like you say, get into the depths of their mind and understand really what they putting out into the universe. And that's why I think a lot of people go wrong, because a lot of people don't even listen to the music. Half the people that listen to music just listen to the beats and slap, and then they don't know nothing what the dude talking about. So I think that's the difference of music in the whip and versus music that, like, if you're a real music fan, you're going to dissect what somebody's actually talking about.
Yeah, I think even if you like the album, or even if you don't, as a younger artist coming up, trying to get in the game, you should take notes on the ability to take a risk and go outside of your own sound and try to create new sounds. Because that's the complaints with the West, is everybody doing the same sound. Nobody's being original no more. So the fact that he put an album out like this is, all walks of life can enjoy this. You could be from the hood. You could be a motherfucking a hippie from the suburbs, and you can enjoy some aspect of the album. That's called range. Yeah. That'll keep you around. That'll get you on bigger platforms and open up more doors. So y'all take notes. You don't gotta just put out songs for niggas in the hood, because that's a very small percentage of the world. It might be everything in your world, but it's a small percentage in the real world. So shout out Schoolboy Q.
I think that's why a lot of niggas don't take off, because we got a lot of hard West Coast artists, but they only cater to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Of the same concept. So now you get to a point like, man, this nigga still talking about the same shit. Not the fact that you talking about the same shit, it's just the way you going about talking about it and elevating, like you said, expanding and even expanding your vocabulary to get people to understand in different ways. So I think that's the biggest concept of boxing yourself in. And now they looking at you like, well, he reached his ceiling. Instead, you should have no ceiling.
Not to keep it going because we probably going a little bit on it, but
nah, go ahead.
But like, I feel like too nowadays, you know, artists don't have artist development. Like, they don't got a top dog like to be next to them and like raise up every single artist to, you know what I mean, just have a different viewpoint, try this beat, you know, go with this sound, whatever the case is. However they do it, they do it. But yeah. I think a lot of younger people now don't have that artist development, and they don't have, you know what I mean, somebody in their corner pushing them. They kind of just doing it by themselves. So they like, this is what's hot. I'm going to just keep rocking with it till I burn out.
Yeah, because another artist who just put a project out, Meek Mills,
mm-hmm.
but his project is getting overshadowed with the online antics. Meek, cuz, we got to talk, gang. Meek is crashing out in real time. And if it's any real niggas around Meek, y'all got to tap him on the shoulder and sit him down, bro. Meek is going out sad. And I'm a Meek Mill supporter. I fuck with Meek Mill music. I fucked with Meek before he came in the game, when he was still on the corner of the block in Philly with the nappy braids, going toe-to-toe with Reed Dollars. Who the hottest in Philly? Joey Jihad, Reed Dollars, Meek Mill, Touch Money. I'm from that era of the Meek Mill support. So, but the way he crashing out over niggas like Academics is crazy. Now, rightfully so, they trying to put him in the Diddy shit, like, oh, Meek is gay. He did some gay shit with Diddy. But from what I seen on the documents, his name was redacted, meaning they took it off. Like, yeah, they made a claim, but the claim was false.
Mm.
So automatically, all right, it's proven you didn't do no gay shit. But you know how the media go, it don't matter. Once they say it, they're going to run with that narrative whether it's true or not, because it's negative. And the negative is more entertaining. It's more fun to make funny memes and shit. So they're going to run with it. So Meek came out 1,000 tweets a minute talking about how he's not gay and how much he love pussy. And, man, I got to fuck 3 bitches a day. I even run red lights to get that feeling from. So it's like, bro, like, what grown man is saying this shit? If you're not gay, you being that defensive is starting to make people look at you like you gay.
Come on.
Then they pull up the picture with him and Diddy. That picture did look bad, I ain't gonna lie. They had matching outfits on, Meek smiling, leaning into Diddy. It looked crazy. But you know how pictures is. Somebody might catch a bad angle, and that's just what it is. That don't mean there's nothing to it. But Meek, calm down with the Twitter fingers, bro. It went bad for you with Drake. It's going worse for you now. Going back and forth arguing with the fans is never the answer. Because it does not matter. They're going to keep trolling and trolling and trolling. And while you being serious, they're still trolling. So now you look like a dumbass. And that's what's going on. Then he get into it with Academics. He threatened Academics. Oh, when I see you, I'm crashing out, this and that. Hey, somebody give me the address to his house. I'm going to shoot a video in front of his house. I don't know why he thought that was gangster. Like, what the fuck is that? You going to pull up to the suburb to shoot a video? Okay. Academics not even a gangster. So even taking gangster routes with niggas like that, it makes you lose cool points, even though niggas like that who talk crazy from behind a goddamn computer doing a PC move, or we call them cell soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
You in a cell, you wait till the guard go by, oh, fuck you, bitch ass nigga. Knowing you don't want no smoke when the door pop open. That's Academics. So knowing that, you kind of like, man, just let the clowns be a clown in the circus and let it shade off. But, man, he just going out bad. He said the governor called him and told him, hey, man, chill out on his academic shit. And he told the governor, man, he got a lot of my friends killed with his content, doing some undercover shit. So like, whoa, you borderline snitching.
Yeah.
Like, you told a government official, this dude got some of your friends killed by his antics. That's borderline telling. Like, bro, just crashing out. And this is a prime example of letting your emotions control you. Emotional intelligence. How y'all feel about this Meek shit?
I think Meek Mill always, like, he always been known for having crazy tweets. Like, he just got shit for saying, like, yo, do people in South Africa play my music? Like, niggas was like, you get me? Like, you think we don't have music in South Africa? Like, whatever. So he's always been known for having tweets. He's always been known, too, I feel like, at least for, you know, going back and forth with people on Twitter. So it's nothing that I haven't seen before with him. I think most people in the industry let academics get up under their skin because it's somebody that they know. They're not going to get any brownie points for or cool points for touching, but they want to. So I feel like they just be super frustrated. Like, I want to beat you up, but I can't beat you up. So it's just like they probably just super mad about it. But I think he is doing too much with the whole thread of I'm not gay and all this stuff about him not being gay. Like, you a man, you got your masculinity. It is what it is, bro. Like, if it's not true, then just let it be not true. You ain't got to do all of the whole extras and fire off for a whole day straight. Because it do start looking suspect.
Shit, we on like day three.
You know
fuck
what I mean?
Day. Yeah, it's like day three. He's like, still going crazy.
It's like, but then again, with certain people, like, you never know the walk of life he comes from. I know some people that really, 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 really don't play about the gay shit. Yeah. Like at all. Like, they really don't play with it. So it could be that too. So I don't know how a nigga will react coming from that walk of life where they really don't play with it. That could just be the reaction that we're seeing as well. So
yeah, I don't know too much about the Meek shit going on, but I just know it's always different when you're in the hot seat. So it's easy for us to be outside looking in and telling him what moves he should and shouldn't make. But when it's on him and it's his name in the media and it's his name that's getting tarnished, he thinking in his mind, what's the best move I can make? And like you said, if he don't have well-rounded people around him to sit him down and like, man, look, this is how it's looking. This is what you need to do. And people opinions he can respect because he's the man wherever he's at. So it's like, well, my opinion is better than yours. Why would I listen to you if I'm doing better than you type shit? So I think a lot of people don't know how to take constructive criticism. And then there's a lot of people that's just around that probably won't tell him nothing. So Meek probably do need to chill on the tweets and shit. He just need to go back to his mindset in Philly. Would you be telling street niggas in Philly what you going to do to him? Or would you just wait to see him? So I think that's the route he shouldn't even be taking with academics, going back and forth over the internet. And he also understands the internet go wild. Like you said, once you get on the internet, your name go crazy. And that just stamped to you forever at a point. So I think he's trying to prevent that and necessarily is speeding in the wrong lane by taking that route. So Meek just need to calm down, let shit die off. If somebody else gonna do some goofy shit in a few days and they gonna forget all about your ass, you know what I mean? Stick to your music, stay in the studio, and fuck the little internet shit. That shit is wild.
Question to y'all though, like, pretty much y'all are saying like, be the bigger person. You get what I'm saying, right?
I'm not saying be the bigger person.
Okay. I'm saying don't let the world know what you're doing. Stop letting everybody know your next move. If you're gonna do something academics, I'm not just promoting violence. But if you're gonna get on cut. What you seen? Don't go back and forth on the internet shit. Cause now you really just making a track record. And if something was to happen to Cub, then now is they gonna be looking at crazy. You? You know what I mean? So just let Cub that's what he do. He don't know how to move like a street nigga. He one of them niggas in the media running his mouth, getting, like you said, ruffling feathers, getting views off of you and all this shit. And now he threatening your gangster. And like you said, you don't really get no cool points for fucking him up. But he had a point where you might need to. Because he going off the wall from the shit I seen. I'm just like, damn,
nah,
that shit
nah,
crazy.
Facts. I ain't saying be the bigger person. I'm saying be the smarter person. Mm. Drake already, that trigger finger turned to Twitter fingers. Automatically, anytime you go to Twitter, it's over for
it's
you.
It's there, yeah.
It's a wrap just off that one line. So now it's like, all right, this ain't the route to take. It's going to backfire. No matter what you type on Twitter, the response from the public is going to be, oh, here go Meek with the Twitter fingers.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And like bro just said, why go to the internet to say what you about to do to somebody if you plan on really doing it? So now that looks like a PC move. Like, oh, I'm going to do this. And now when the police get involved, you blame it on them. Oh, you trying to take my freedom away. He did the same shit with 6ix9ine. Oh, when I see 6ix9ine, I'm a woothy bam. He saw 6ix9ine. Didn't do nothing. People say, hey, what happened, Meek? You said you finna do this. Oh, man, he trying to get me locked up. Nigga, you said you gonna slap the fuck out of him when you see him. He just reacted when he saw you, and we didn't see none of that gangster shit. So that, it starts to work against you. Maybe in the moment you was hot and felt like you was gonna do something to him, and then maybe somebody did sit you down and say, nah, bro, that's a bad look. But the problem is you already put the threat out there. and you're only as good as your balls and your word as a man. So you got to go do that now, especially from the streets. It ain't no saying when I see dude, blah, 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 and you see him and don't, it's going to look bad for you every time. So as far as academics, though, we got to really have a serious talk about that, because it's only so long niggas can keep making excuses about, oh, it's no cool points for fucking them up. When you are antagonizing grown men or so-called street niggas, mm-hmm. and then saying, I ain't from the streets. I ain't with none of that. I'm going to call the cops. But you throwing fuel to the fire. You know what I'm saying? It's like a fucking a hyena going to pick a fight with a lion. They say, oh, man, I'm just a hyena. I don't want no smoke. Lion don't give a fuck. He's going to break your spine anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because you a grown-ass man, and it's consequences to your actions. You can't keep talking tough from behind a computer, and then we say, oh, man, if you do something to him, it's a bad look. Nah, fuck that. He a grown man. Talk tough. There's actions that come behind tough talk. It's consequences to that. You got to prove that tough shit if you're going to talk it, because this nigga gets drunk, gets on the stream, and starts going crazy on niggas. So if Meek was to see him and smack the fuck out of him, I don't think Meek lose cool points.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, in all honesty, he don't, because like you said, Ak is a grown man, Meek is a grown man. Meek told you if you don't, you know, pipe down, it's going to be a problem. You kept it going. If he see you and he smack you, then you ask for it, really. But maybe at the same time, that's why he's not smacked him, because, like, again, this is just his reaction to the situation. Like, I'm not just going to not say nothing. I'm going to say something, but maybe I'm not going to smack you because it could go further than whatever the case is. But if you're not going to smack him, then don't say you are. Right, because everybody, as a man, you want to be a man of your word. So, and I don't even think that's on some tough guy shit. But if you say you're going to do something, you should do it. If you're not going to do it, then don't say it.
I just don't like these nerd-ass niggas who get on the internet, talk crazy to niggas, and then before niggas can respond, oh, man, I'll call the police. Like, bro, then what's the point of even talking and antagonizing niggas? Just leave them out of it.
Because they doing it
because Flacco do the same type of shit. Flacco get on there, talk all this shit. Oh, I hate these gang niggas. I hope these niggas die. This, that, and the third. Basically call niggas bitches and all type of shit. Mm-hmm. And then end it with, but if you touch me, I'll call the police. Like, come on, bro. You got to pick a side.
Yeah.
Don't talk tough and then say, I'm going to use the police. Be a tough nigga like you talking and handle however it come to you. Or leave these niggas alone. That's PC shit. I don't like cell soldier shit. That's bitch shit to me. You don't even got to be a street nigga. Just be a man. If I'm going to get on here and say, fuck Cali the One.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I beat Cali the One the fuck up. But if Cali the One try to approach me, I'm calling the cops. What's the point of saying all that for? Like, that don't make no sense. It, like, how much is it worth clicks and views? Niggas don't be having no morals, no principle, no integrity. And this is how you know dudes don't even be real men. They like to use, this is what I always say, it has nothing to do with being a gangster, a gangbanger, a street nigga. We talking about being a man. Because that's the scapegoat. I'm not a street nigga. I'm not a gangbanger.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up in the streets. Okay, but are you a man? Because you acting like a bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But man, these goofy niggas give them. I'm a chill.
No, I get you.
That shit be crazy, cuz. Because you got to think, I come from the era, the essence, where niggas didn't have a voice if you was these type of niggas. Now, I'm not hating get your money, but hip-hop started in the streets. The streets is the voice of the culture. But we in the era of the internet, where the nerd-ass niggas is the voices. And these niggas couldn't even have opinions during the golden era. Imagine academics trying to talk shit about DMX when Rough Riders was Rough Riders.
Why do you think?
Niggas, you crazy? Like, come on, bro. We as a culture got to start gatekeeping the culture. Like, hold on, bro. You ain't like that. Like, let's chill on that a little bit. Do your streaming shit. Do your gaming shit. Let's leave the tough shit alone, though. That's not you, bro. Like, relax.
Because that was my next question. Like, why do you think he's became such a part of the culture where if he does say something, you know, we react to it?
Because, like I said, when you really from it, it really get under your skin, because you know for a fact, if we was in the same room,
you wouldn't be doing that.
It's this internet. Niggas could be whatever they want behind these screens because a nigga can't touch you. This is like Mike Tyson said, sometimes you just got to get punched in the face to get brought back to reality. We keep talking this bigger man shit. No, the bigger man is the one who can knock you the fuck out. That's the bigger man. You know what I'm saying? All that, oh, walk away. Nah, bro. It's consequences to your actions, bro. If you not built like that, don't act like you built like that. Then if somebody do something to you, okay, now we feel bad. Khalid don't even bother nobody. Why they do that to him?
Yeah, but now you lose points.
But if you get on your fucking thing and get drunk off Henny every night and you calling everybody in the industry a bitch and they run down on you, don't use that civilian talk. I hate that shit.
That's a fact.
Nah, I agree. Then you already left it. You didn't left. You didn't said everything.
I said everything. Add more on it, nigga. Put the extras on it. Fuck all that, nigga. Cause this, bro. We give these niggas voices as being the face of the culture. And then we see where the culture is headed with all the goofy shit. Niggas is wearing thongs out here. Your kid's favorite rapper being pictured in a thong with his ass out. Like, come on, cuz. We gotta draw the line. I don't give a fuck about freedom of creativity. You're a grown man with a string up your ass. You're not representing the culture, bro. That's something else. We got to put another category for these weird-ass niggas. You niggas got to be abstract art or something. This ain't hip-hop. Imagine Jay-Z with a thong on. Make it, like, come on, cuz.
I'm not even saying that.
Bro, just think about it. Big pun with 100 Puerto Ricans behind him with a thong on. Rest in peace, pun. That'll never happen.
That's crazy.
These are niggas repping the culture? Not as long as we got a voice, bro. This ain't hate. This ain't nothing. This real shit. We need real men to represent the culture. If you outside in a thong, get the fuck over there with the abstract shit. It's over with. I ain't trying to hear it. You ain't got to be a gangster. You ain't got to be nothing. You don't represent us, gang. Yeah, you niggas painting your nails and getting... You niggas getting eyelashes and all this weird ass... You over there. Abstract. So that's an umbrella. Y'all can do all that shit over there. Don't categorize it with us, though. That's out. Bottom line, we morals, principles, integrity, stand on your own two, your 10 toes like a motherfucking man. All that weird, goofy ass shit. You niggas wearing dresses and over there, abstract. You're no longer part of the culture, gang. Fuck all that.
Flamed
up. Because this is a representation of us. Yes, hip-hop has went global. Every race is a part of hip-hop. That is true. It started with us, though. Started with the blacks. So anything that go on in hip-hop, negative, we get the negative. They don't say, oh, hip-hop is part of everybody. They don't say it doesn't have no negative effect on white people, Hispanic people, Asian people, Indian people. Now they take a step back. Oh, I'm white, I'm Indian, I'm this. But when the positive shit happened, oh man, my people helped start hip hop. Nah, fuck that, nigga. Because when the negative shit happened, y'all step back into whatever y'all is. That ain't our culture for real. But when the good shit happened, now y'all a part of the culture, y'all help build it up. Man, fuck that.
I wonder if other genres of music have been, you know, with their success, have been diluted to the point of dissatisfaction, right, from its consumers. Like, I wonder, I really do wonder, or is it just hip-hop that we're at a point right now where it's gone is not where niggas is fucking with. Like, it's at a point where people are not fucking with it. Do you get what I'm saying? But with expansion, shit is going to grow and change, but it's at a point where we're not fucking with it. I mean, at least on the optic side of it, right? Because it's some music that's still good from the newer era, but the optic side of it is crazy.
This the thing, though, because what are you supporting for real? When niggas is trolling, doing gay shit for views and clicks, and then come out and say, well, I ain't gay, the homosexual community should be in the uproar. Y'all playing with our real life. We really live this LGBT shit. But you playing with it for views. Yeah. This is the same way the street niggas get mad when these nerd ass niggas play tough street nigga for the views. Like, you not really like that. Just be you. You get further. It's a lane for everybody. This is the cold part. The nerds outweigh the real solid niggas. The real solid, like, the world is it's flipped. The fake is the new real. It's to the point where if you're real, you're fake now. You get talked about. You get looked down on. Oh, look at him having morals and integrity and shit. He ain't selling out for the bag. He ain't wearing a dress. It's like you get looked at bad by the majority if you're real now. The world is turned fake. So we got to, as whoever is a part of this culture that's real, we got to fucking defend that with our life. Like, we can't give this shit up. We started this shit. We got to defend this part of the culture with our life. That abstract, whatever, they got that already. It's too late. It's too far gone. It's too many weirdos in this shit. But the real, man, motherfuckers got to come together like 300. Go watch the 300 movie. There's only 300 of them battling 1,000 motherfuckers. They did it to the death, though. We got to defend the shit to the death. Come on. Yeah, y'all got me started today, man. What's up, cuh? What we got, gang? We going to some high power shit. Y'all want to stay on the...
What you got for us? I know it's got something else right there.
All
right,
look. I'm going to do this, though. Because I promote fitness. Mm. And we got to talk about this. Proper gym etiquette. I should not have to tell adults these things. But if you are an avid gym goer, you see all these problems. I'm just going to go down the list for y'all. Number one, re-rack the weights. You use a weight, put it back on the rack. They got nice labels on it, from 7 pounds to 150 pounds. Re-rack your dumbbells. You do a bench press, take the weights off the same way you put them back on, put them back on the rack. They got nice racks for you to put the weights back. It's too many times I go in the fucking gym, weights everywhere. You can't find no dumbbells. People leaving shit in the sauna, by the pools, all type. Like, bro, this is a public space. Just re-rack your weight. Do your sets, put it back for the next person.
I hate the niggas working out in the sauna.
Man, that shit, like, come on, gym. Bro.
There's a whole gym, and you want to come in the sauna to work?
What the fuck is you doing?
Number two.
You ain't training for shit. Like,
wipe your sweat off the machines. Too many times, I see a person get up, sweating bullets all down the bench. They just walk away like nothing happened. Bro, literally every 10 feet, they got sanitation spray, sanitizing spray, and wipes. Just real quick, just boom, 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 5 seconds, wipe it down. It's not that hard. This is why the gym need to go back to giving towels out, because a lot of this shit didn't happen when they used to get the towels out for free.
They making you buy them now.
You got to buy them now. 24-hour fitness used to give them out for free.
Nigga, COVID is over. Niggas don't care anymore.
Yeah, when COVID hit, niggas was sanitizing everything. I'm talking about, but niggas would do a set, get up, sanitize. Do a set, get up, sanitize. Now niggas like, fuck it.
It's crazy because y'all said COVID over. I just said that. I was in CVS the other day. People still buying COVID tests right now to this day. Talking about they almost died.
right hand to God, if I'm lying, I'm flying, and my feet ain't left the ground. Somebody took a shit in front of the dumbbells. This is how much they don't give a fuck.
This wild.
Bro, I was sitting there. I was looking for the 45s. It was two right here. I go to grab it. As I move it, it's shit on there.
The gym, you act crazy.
It's shit on the dumbbell. So somebody did a set, breathed too hard, or wasn't breathing, and shit it on the dumbbell and walked out and left it. And everybody just walking around it. Crazy.
I done had a sweaty shirt stole right from me. I done dropped it on the ground, turned around, 1 second later, it was gone.
Here's one of my biggest pet peeves about the gym. Use one machine at a time. Use one pair of dumbbells at a time. This is not your personal gym. This is a public space. I'm tired of you. I'm doing a circuit, ass niggas. You want to do a circuit, go to a private gym, or work out at your motherfucking house. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Dude got the 50s. He got the 45s. Yeah. He got the 110s. He got the 25s. They all just sitting there. He there scrolling. Hey, bro, you using them? Oh, yeah, I'm doing a circuit.
Yeah.
It's a public gym. You cannot bench press on three different benches at the same time.
Or at least go early as fuck when it ain't nobody in there.
I ain't gonna lie though. Yeah. Sometimes I ain't gonna lie.
I superset. I superset some
circuit,
shit.
Niggas?
Let me talk. That's what I'm saying. Me and the homie go in there and on babies. If he on the machine, and I might be on this machine, but
that's different, though.
By the time he's done, we're always on one machine. So we're never not working. So he might be doing shoulders. I might be doing bench. And by the time I get up, he's getting up, and we're swapping back and forth.
Yeah, but that's,
now that's cool. Yeah. That's body for body too. Yeah, yeah.
That's a body on a machine. I'm talking about just you, and you got this bench. You got the tricep push downs, and you got four dumbbells.
I ain't doing all that because I like to focus on one thing at a time anyway. So all that trying to do all that crazy shit, you ain't building nothing like that because you're gonna be whooped after one set. If you really doing it, you ain't finna put 10 different dumbbells down and act like you going ham. Like,
you circuit niggas, I'm telling you now, I'm the one that's going to come look. As soon as you go to do that part of your circuit, I'm grabbing the dumbbells if I need them and I can't find them. Bottom line, this is what it is. This is not your personal gym. Here goes another, man, I can't believe I even got to say this. We need county jail rules got to be in effect with this one. Courtesy flush. When you take a shit, I'm going to take the glasses off and I'm going to say it again. All you grown ass men, courtesy flush when you're taking a shit in a public space. Nobody wants to come in the gym, go to the restroom to take a piss, and 2 feet next to me, you got a half a pound of shit in the toilet just sitting there for 45 minutes. Hit the button. Drop one, flush one. You know, if you go to prison or county jail, and you do that, you getting your ass beat. You getting beat the fuck up. Because you're going to have a cellmate right here. He don't want to smell the inside of your fucking asshole. Drop one, flush one. Y'all just be sitting there for 30 minutes scrolling with 8 logs of shit under you. Why do you want to smell that?
Nah, they doing it for your reaction that you're getting right there.
Nah, they ain't doing it for no reaction. Yes, these niggas is disgusting.
Nigga, they're sitting there, can't wait to hear you talking shit in the bathroom.
Bro, every time I go in there, I motherfucker, flush. That shit is disgusting. Oh, here go another one. To you old ass, because this mainly I see from the old
man. I already know what you finna say. Yeah.
Put a goddamn towel on when you get out the shower, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm over it. I had it. You put a towel on. There's no reason for you to get from the shower to your locker and you asshole naked. I done seen a motherfucker shaving at the sink. No towel on.
Yeah.
Dick and balls just hanging. This nigga just at, and he like 70. Just sitting there. Like, come on, cuz, what are you doing? We don't want to see that shit. It's real easy. Do this. Wrap the towel up. Now you good. Do your shave, whatever. Get to your locker, wrap the towel up, put your underwear on under the towel, then take the towel off. Why do you feel the need to walk through a locker room full of grown-ass men just ass naked? I don't get it. Put a fucking towel on.
It's only the older niggas, too, that
It's
do it.
Always that old 65, 70-year-old nigga.
Yeah, that's always them weirdos. It's a gang of people that be doing that shit, but I don't know how they that comfortable. I guess they feel like, I don't know what the fuck they feel like. Because I be in and out of there. I don't even stay in that bitch. I go to the sauna, I just go out the other way.
Yeah.
I go shower when they get to the house. I'm not never showering up there. That's out.
Even if you're going to shower up there, you have a towel. You dry off, and then you take the towel off to walk to the locker. That, like, I don't want to, what? I don't understand. There's no women in here.
Yeah,
no. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You that's against, why they comfortable. Niggas weird.
Y'all against talking in the sauna?
Nah, like, you can talk in the sauna. Yeah, you can talk in the sauna.
I prefer silence, but I don't let it bother me. I had the headphones on anyway. I zoned out, but I'd rather in the sauna just to focus. I'd be in my head in the sauna, meditating or something.
Type shit.
I don't mind talking in the sauna. It's them, like he said, working out heavy breathing ass niggas in
doing
the sauna.
Doing too much, yeah.
Like, doing too much. You in the sauna fake, doing burpees doing fake, and shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to say.
Shadow boxing and shit.
I'm like, cut, do one set, put the dumbbells down for the rest of the time. I'll be like, these niggas crazy.
Wear deodorant. Please, if you're going to use the sauna or the steam room, wear deodorant. If it's against your religion, I'm not going to name the people. They don't want you calling me racist. Don't use the motherfucker. It's a public space. Don't nobody want to smell your body odor, bro. Wear fucking deodorant. That's not hard. Here go the last one for y'all.
Nah, stop wiping your... Nah, I hate when they get in the sauna and old people always brushing the sweat. Going nuts. They just be doing this the whole time. Puddles of that shit.
Motherfucker brushing sweat on you and shit. Like, come on, cuz. You got to relax. Stop recording other people for your content. This ain't your personal studio. Stop getting mad when people walk across your camera screen. Motherfucker, set up the camera directly in front of the dumbbell rack and get an attitude when somebody come walk by to grab the dumbbells. Bitch, this is not your personal gym. Go work out at home. Go find a personal gym, work out outside, do something. But if you're in a public gym, this is a public gym. You don't own this motherfucker. I seen somebody was doing OnlyFans content.
Y'all finna say you seen Cut Blast?
Dude man. Lost it. Yeah. Like, it's bitches like you that make dudes like me not want to come to the gym. Oh, yeah. Because she was in there just bouncing, doing dumb shit. Down. Not even working out. Yeah, yeah. He kicked the bitch camera, all type of shit. Like, y'all got to chill. Because they'll get you on camera while she doing some crazy shit. You look at her, now you content.
Nah, but then they say the nigga thirsty. Yeah. But it's the bitch making OnlyFans bouncing up and down in public.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
Come on now.
Yeah, you OnlyFans bitches too. Y'all gotta chill. Y'all gotta relax.
Them bitches be in there coming there half naked, then be mad a nigga approach them. Like, well, you knew what the fuck you was doing.
When you signed up, yeah.
It be the bitch in there half naked, purposely working out in front of you. Everywhere you go, she go. Everywhere you go, she go. She bending over in front of you. You making eye contact. She smiling. You go talk to her. What's the first thing she say? Oh, sorry, I got a boyfriend. I see that shit in the comments all the time. Like, them be the main bitches coming for the attention. Knowing they got a boyfriend, just waiting for dudes to come approach them. I ignore them type of bitches. As soon as I see them doing the most, it's over with.
Get away from me.
Yeah, I be looking for the little quiet one in the corner.
Nah, but that's when they usually hawk you down. Like you said, when I see that, I ignore it. Then that's when they get to trying to, now they want your attention because they feel like they got everybody else shit. Now they chasing your ass around the fucking gym. So that should be wild, though.
Like, bitch, we in the cardio area. Why are you over here doing deadlifts? With booty shorts on, bitch. It ain't even a weight over here. You brought the weights over here just to get the attention. Like, it's sick, bro. Gym culture is crazy.
It's sick. It's sick because sex sells too. Like, so everything is made sexual. Like, it was a point when the gym was not sexual. Like, it was really a point when the gym was not sexual. Niggas was coming in there in gray PE sweats and just doing whatever. Like, niggas wasn't even wearing the bust downs, none of that. Like, now niggas is really coming in there, or women more so obviously is coming in there, and they just being over sexual. Like, and it's like, for what?
Like you said, it'd be weird shit. Niggas be coming in there in full blown tights like bitches.
It's
oh wow, my god,
crazy. I just believe, oh my god, I'll lead to another gym because that shit make a mad.
I can't stand that shit, bro. Yeah,
I'm like, y'all the weirdest niggas in this motherfucker.
I can't stand that shit.
It's just different with the emergence of fitness now, like the popularity it is right now, how it's mainstream. It's just getting to the point where, again, like, niggas is just going haywire with it.
All right, like you said, I remember you just going to the gym, everybody in there, they got the hoodie on, they got everybody just focused, zoned out. Now it's,
and you niggas too, like, check this out too. Hold on, you niggas too. Like, I remember when I used to go into the gym, the older niggas used to tell me, hey, don't take your hoodie off. Like, keep your hoodie on. Now niggas is flexed out, flexing in the mirror, 115 pounds. Like, well, let's have some humility too on that too.
No, facts. I ain't gonna lie, I always had the tank top.
That's me. Facts.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I
always had the tank top.
I'm gonna front season. If I had a choice, I'd be in that bitch working out with no shirt.
Bulk season. It's bulk season.
I get better workout when I work out without no shirt on. Like, if a nigga go to the park or something and do pull-ups and shit, I'm not finna have nothing on. That sweater shit, I can't do it. I start sweating too much. Shit, nigga be itching and shit. I be amazed how some people, I don't know how they get to even y'all be doing that shit. I try to run on the treadmill with the hoodie. That shit come off immediately.
Dude,
5 minutes.
Real?
I can't do it.
I'm not a gym hoodie, nigga, unless it's like a dry fit hoodie. But it's, okay. You know, dry fit hoodies are smooth. They sleek.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all niggas work out in that cotton.
I used to be able to work out in like thermals and shit. I can't do none of that shit no more. I barely the tank. I gotta have the tank top on.
Man,
I have a regular shirt like this, but I can't do too much. Like, I'll be
niggas,
mad at that.
The niggas who can work out in the beanies. How do y'all do that?
Sweating.
You ever try to work out in the beanie?
Hell no, I didn't think about it. That's out. I know I'm gonna be.
It's always one nigga in a hoodie and a fucking beanie on. Like, right. What the fuck?
With,
like,
the rag on under too.
Yeah, like, bro, that's some other shit. But you niggas too, though. Y'all not exempt. You niggas coming in there with y'all chains on and, come on, cuz, like, you're not impressing nobody. Nigga in there with a full rolly chain on. Like, come on, cuz, big ass Cuban link on, doing push-ups. Like, that shit lame as fuck,
the
bro.
The funniest shit I seen a nigga come in there like he was dressed for the club. Cut the shades on.
Oh, hell no.
Nigga in there working out. I think you ain't doing no working out with glasses.
Yeah. Just make the gym the gym comedy. Again. You feel me? Make it to come work out. Handle your business.
I'm finna make that my slogan for my new merch. Cause make the gym the gym again. It's turning to everything but fitness.
Like, you niggas is doing too much.
Yeah, the gym is a club now.
Yeah, go work out.
They out there looking for them.
Nigga, I remember, nigga, everybody in the gym had fucked up shoes on.
That too.
Everybody.
That too.
You go now, You gotta come with some new fresh shit, niggas in it. The fresh J's. Yeah. You never even wore the J's to the gym back then.
Nigga, we barely had athleisure. Like, that's what I'm saying. Niggas was coming in there with mismatch, whatever, just wearing whatever. Like, I mean, you had the Nike shit. I ain't gonna lie, you had the Nike shit, but you didn't have, at least you didn't have females decked out in a little sports bras and all the extra shit like you do now.
Nah, you gotta come to the gym fitted.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, they gym clothes is damn near more expensive than real clothes now because of the trend of it. I remember you go get basketball shorts, nigga, $10.
Right.
$15. Basketball shorts, $60 for a good pair. Fabletics, $75. And Fabletics got some of the best shit out. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna tell you the little thing. You do the little email shit, right? Sign up for the promotion. You're gonna get everything like 75% off. Get that first purchase, buy everything you want, because it's going to be 75% off. Then cancel that motherfucker after that. That's how you got to do it, because after that, it goes up. It goes back to full price. And everything. I think one workout outfit, I had some shorts and a shirt. Nigga, that shit was like $120.
Damn.
The Fabletics shit, like $120 for some workout shit. It's fucking crazy.
But I think, too, it's because now athleisure is the new, like, mainstream casual wear. Like, well, I don't know what it really was before, but, you know, now it's like you could wear athleisure to a meeting, almost, like a parent-teacher conference. You could wear it to a lunch. You could wear it to a doctor's appointment. You could wear it all different types of places. So it's just skyrocketed.
I'm in gym clothes 90% of the time. If you see me out in public, I'm going to be in gym clothes. Unless I'm going out on a date or out for the night. But besides that, I'm going to be in athletic wear. Like, that's a fact. So you're right about that. But chill out on that gym etiquette, man. Get it together. What else y'all got for me, man? Hey, look, this is a tweet I seen. This ain't got nothing to do with nothing. It said, you ever sit back and just think about the effects the Final Destination movies had on our generation? Like, it's to the point.
I seen that one now for sure with the logs. Yeah.
Like, nobody in our generation could drive behind the truck with a log on it. Like, it's not happening.
I don't like driving behind them trucks regardless. Mm-hmm. I ain't driving by that shit. Hella shit be falling out the motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like you said, Final Destination. That log went through that nigga face or whatever it was. I'm cool.
Like the trauma that we had mentally from the movies, it just woke your game up with everything. Everything that looks shaky, you like, nah, cause this is the Final Destination shit. I'm cool.
You could die anyway.
Nah, anything.
They start going nuts with them movies, though. Yeah.
Nah, but I'm speaking specifically like on the freeway.
Yeah.
I can't drive by nothing that's on the back of a truck. And I don't give a fuck if it's a mattress, nigga. I'm next lane. I got to get the fuck from behind it. Like, motherfuckers really shell-shocked from the movies. Like, just think about that shit.
Yeah, the movies was crazy.
Shout out whoever made that tweet. That shit had me dying laughing. I'm like, damn, he right. That's real. Well, no, that's before your time. I forgot you a Gen Z.
Nah, but we had a little bit of Final Destination for
y'all
sure.
Y'all did? What y'all had? Like,
part 6
or something.
Because they
they start turning it into sci-fi shit.
Hey, that's why I kind of silent on it. That nigga was born like Final Destination 3.
I seen one, two, all of them.
2 was like the first, like, okay, these low-key like could be a little realistic. But then it started getting out of control. But you can't say it ain't realistic because you could die 1,000 ways to die.
See,
because
like by the time I watched it, I'm like, okay, you feel me? But like you saying, I'd already watched, you feel me? So I'm watching number one, like, okay, it's not as realistic to me.
When it first hit, that shit the streets up. that shit came out like, what, 2 decades ago?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Niggas still will not drive behind a truck with a
even
log on.
Even that, even when I get on roller coasters, even though it's been a while,
that too,
but I think about that shit flying off. But I always thought about that. And I'm like wondering, was it the Final Destination? Because nigga get on that and be like, this shit fly off. But it's like a thought that come in and go out.
That's all the movie is. That's all the movies are, at least. In the beginning, it's like how niggas think about, you know, the craziest way they could go.
Nah, but I just don't remember our parents driving and tripping about it. Like, they'll just stay behind the truck the whole motherfucking ride on the freeway. We, like, immediately, like, oh, hell no.
I'm cool up there.
I'm cool. I exit the freeway before I drive behind this motherfucker and get back on.
I don't even like driving on the side of them, or in between them. Like, they can't see.
Oh, the ones that be transporting the cars, like cool the triple deckers? Nope.
I'm ready for speed best.
Oh, God. That shit over with. Let's move on, though. Oh, all right. We got to address this. This the episode of addressing shit. I seen somebody in the comments say, man, y'all be on everybody. Y'all ain't said nothing about no jumper or whatever or Adam and all the drama they got going on. I'm going to tell you like this. We don't specifically just randomly call out people for clout. So I'm not going to specifically put this on no jumper, even though they are the main catalyst of this movement right now. but it's spread across the entire social media. Gang politics taking over podcasting, especially in the black space, mainly, because this is where I see it at. It's fucking up podcasting, bro. This wasn't what podcasting was about. And if you come from the streets, that already was a no-no. So I want to get into that, man. How y'all feel about people really politicking their hood business online for the world to see?
Man, I done said this shit over and over again. So I'm going to try to keep it short, man. I don't agree. I don't like it. I like that. I don't necessarily have a problem with just with No Jumper. He getting his bag. He doing what he doing. Especially, we got homies on there that's eating off of
shout
that shit.
Shout out D.W. Flame.
And not just that. The Crips is eating. The Bloods is eating. Niggas from just the culture is eating off of that. But like we always say, at what fucking cost? They don't understand until it's too late that you got your homies beefing with homies over the internet. That shit ain't been cool. I remember it wasn't even cool to even record fights in the hood or DPs in the hood or insane business was insane business. And street business should be street business, whatever the case it may be. Outsiders shouldn't know when the house is fucked up. You know what I mean? When shit going on with the mob, they don't know when the mob is fucked up like that or the family. Nobody outside the family should really know what's going on. That's how I look at it. So I guess people doing it for content or doing whatever you're doing, but these is real cases. Niggas be catching off this shit. Niggas doing real time for this shit. And it's just like, y'all exposing too much. At what cost? So I just say, wake y'all game up, man. And if y'all going, I don't know, cuz that shit just, it's different for me. It's a different time we're living in. So I can't really keep having too much to say about it. Just be careful what y'all doing on them platforms at the end of the day.
Nah, like you said, that's crazy that Crip Max DP made it online. Like you said, it was a time where if you pulled out a phone at a DP to record some shit, you was next on the chopping block. Niggas throwing you in there to the wolves now. Like, what you trying to humiliate the homie? Like, Cud getting disciplined for some shit he did. Cud came like a man. We got it right. But you recording it, what other intent is it other than to humiliate this person? You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, at what cost are these views, these clicks, these likes? Because let's be honest. The people that we see doing it, they're trying to get in this lane. They're trying to be content creators. But at what cost? You airing out hood business. You airing out your homies. It's just, it's nasty. It's disgusting. All the way across the board. It's giving the stand-up street niggas a bad name. Because now everybody who was on the outside looking in, infatuated with the lifestyle, they kind of looking at it like, oh, that's what it is? Oh, these niggas snakes. These niggas bitches. These niggas weird. These niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's... The glamour part of it is gone.
It's like it's back to what we always say. The rules is gone. Niggas threw the rules away. There is no rules. It's like it's no holds barred. But it's still niggas out here, like you say, with morals and principles that still follow old school rules. So it's hard for niggas to navigate through all that because it's like these niggas will do anything by any cost. But you still have a damn near have a limit of things that you won't go out backwards for. So it's hard to move. It's like, damn near betrayal is how these motherfuckers is surviving. These niggas is crossing each other. These niggas is doing anything for the bag. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't never been cool. Niggas be snaking niggas. Niggas gossiping about niggas like behind your back. Really hate you in your face. So it's just like that shit ugly now. You know what I mean? It's just like it's no honor amongst thieves. That's all it is.
See, cause I had somebody ask me before, like, hey man. Why you don't use your hood to prepare your podcast? Like, you know, you'll go up fast if you start, like, you know, showing that side. Like, start going to your hood, shoot videos, and really promote the gangbanging. You know, people love the gangbanging. I told him, I'm like, hell no, because I don't want to be known for that. Two, I ain't promoting that, because if you really in the lifestyle, you know the lifestyle is bullshit. It's all smoke and mirrors. So to promote that to the youth it would be crazy, knowing that I know it's bullshit. Three, this is prime example. You put yourself in a box. And that's all people know you for. That's all you're going to be known for. You're never going to be able to elevate outside that box. And that box itself is bullshit. It's crazy to me. It's damn near a form of telling. It's like if you in this life, you chose this life of crime or whatever the case. For you to come to the internet and give a play-by-play what's going on over here. How is that not telling? That's dead. That's crazy. That's insane to me. Like he said, imagine. Now, we all know the mafia. They got snitches like everybody else. Snitches everywhere. But just imagine somebody that's a made man get into an altercation with another made man, and then he go to YouTube. Oh, man, this nigga John Gotti, man. He like, come on, cuz. You would never see that happen. It's only the ones who already been outed from the life. They already turned all bad. Them is the ones that's online doing it. The Sammy the Bulls and shit. Yeah, they podcasting, they talking about shit, but this is after the fact. They wasn't doing it when they was actually in it. You got a lot of people saying they're actually in it, but they're doing this like somebody who's all bad already. It's fucking crazy to me. And it's fucking up the culture for us, just as black people, period.
No, facts. And this is why, you know, we have to give blame, obviously, to the street niggas for going out there and giving tell-alls about everything. But you also have to give blame to the platforms that are, you know what I mean, going ahead and drawing these people in, because who's to say if there wasn't a no jumper around Sammy the Bull's era, how many niggas would have flipped and jumped on if that was the route to getting some money over doing something else. Like, so you never really know. It don't make it right, or it don't give nobody no leeway for going and, you know, putting a business out there. But you do have to put some of the blame on the platforms, because they're like, hey, come over here and look at, you'll get some clout, you'll get some fame, you know what I mean, we'll make a good example out of Crit Mac, we'll make a good example out of some Brick Baby, some of these other people, to where you'll then think, okay, that might be me too, but it might not be everybody, you know what I mean? So you're selling yourself for that.
I want to say, man, yeah, it is, but it's like, all right, I love the set, but it's like, I don't like a lot of things that come with it. I just don't like the space where things is at. And I don't really want to blame nobody. I don't want to blame the niggas that's getting on there. I don't want to blame.
Yeah, it's not nobody. That's to clarify facts. It ain't nobody's fault.
I don't
want
to blame nobody, because everybody's not where I'm at mentally, or people's views on the world is different. Some people might just not really actually don't give a fuck how they get in their bag. So it's not a fact that I'm telling niggas not to get their bag. Just be careful, because you want your shit to be longevity. You don't want to speak on some shit that you can speak about an old crime, and now you fighting new cases. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing I'm saying, is trying to bring awareness of the things that you doing down the line. These people will collect, and then later down the line, you done told on yourself that they didn't use on some new shit. You might not even be doing nothing, but you catch a new case, and now you talking crazy on here about shit you done did. So that this is enough information to fuck up your new case that you didn't just caught, especially if you're still active in the streets. So it just be smarter. That's it.
Because I get a lot of comments like, man, why y'all don't go at Vlad or Adam 22? They culture vultures, or they the reason it's going on. And it's like, the only thing I can really get on them about is just asking them, why are you even asking certain type of questions? Like, why would you ask somebody, hey, how many ops you killed, or some shit like that? Mm-hmm. It's like, that you can blame the platform for.
Can you?
No, hold on.
Because they don't have to answer that shit.
That's what I was finna allude to. Mm-hmm. You can just get on them about asking that, because it's like, damn, why would you even ask that? But we already know the answer. That's why I don't really get on them about it, because you know they don't give a fuck. It's about the bottom line for their business. If you answer this question, that's a viral clip. Mm-hmm. A viral clip is money for them. So I can't even be mad at them for asking. You got to be mad at the dumb motherfucker that answered. That's like saying, we got to blame the police for niggas snitching. They interrogated them. They wouldn't have snitched if they didn't get interrogated. No, nigga, you got the right to remain silent. You could have not answered the question. So can we blame the platform? Or do we blame the niggas who is going up here and saying this shit on the platform?
We can blame both, though, because take the parallel of the music industry, right? Like, you could say, oh, you got a bad deal, you didn't read your paperwork. But at the time, the environment I was in, the mindset I was in, I might have not, you know, in the knowledge I had, I might have not been able to understand the paperwork, interpret it, or I might have not been able to go get somebody else to be like, hey, you shouldn't do this, right? So you coming from an area maybe where, again, you have the platform like No Jumper, or you have a platform, whatever, Vlad, and you want to go on there, you might have a whole bunch of niggas around you like, hey, go do that shit, because you going to make some bread.
But the bottom line is you.
You feel me?
Your name and pen is going on that paper. If I go sign up for a job where they only pay $15, and whatever the case it may be, I signed a contract to go do that, regardless if I didn't know or not. Now, you blame yourself and learn from your mistakes and you move forward. Facts. But to blame everybody else and say it's your fault, it's not. And you are where you at in life off of whatever choices you made. So everything, the bottom root is you. And that goes with anybody. So it's you can blame the labels. The labels going to push their paper and fuck you. If you ain't doing your homework, then who to blame? That's on you.
Yeah, but I'm saying like to a certain degree, like with the platforms, like the music industry or whatever the case is with these other platforms, they do have a little bit of leverage over the creator, the person who's coming on. You get what I'm saying? And I think that leverage is possibly changing your life, like I think to a certain degree. And that's why niggas do go on these platforms and want to express things, because they think I'm gonna go viral and then the next day I'm gonna be somebody or I'm gonna be something, and it's gonna be a quick way. They're not necessarily thinking of the repercussions, which the street shit for me is a whole different situation. And I'm not saying you should go on there and tell, because you definitely shouldn't. If you go on there and you do it, then you do it. But I'm just more so speaking on how you could maybe end up in that position and why it's sort of the platform's fault for drawing these people in. You get what I'm saying?
See, I don't blame the platform, because niggas don't have to go on the platform. Number one, you don't have to go on there at all. And if you do, you don't have to answer these questions at all. Shout out to X4. He gave a prime example of how you should handle those type of situations when you get asked those questions. The man literally didn't say a word when Adam tried to implicate him in the shooting. Oh man, I heard blah, blah, blah. He just looked at him like he was crazy, like he had shit on his face. And Adam knew it, like, damn, I can't play that game, when he just laughed it off. It's like, all right, fair game, fair game. Like, he gave him his props for not falling for the okey-doke. Mm. So it's like, ignorance of the law is no excuse of the law. That's what they say. Yeah. It's your fault you ignorant to this shit. Get your knowledge up. If you come to the Viral Way podcast and you got an open case, which we would never do this, but just saying we did, and asked you about it, and you gave information that could lead to you getting arrested on this open case, who's to blame? The platform or you? We just asked you. Your dumb ass said it. We didn't know nothing about that until you said it. But this way you can put the blame on the platform. Knowing that this dude can get in legal trouble by what he said, why not edit that out? Why put it out? Like you said, these dudes come from certain environments. They IQs ain't as high because the education opportunities around them is not good. They might come from broken homes. They might be drug addicts, whatever. A lot of them are under the influence of drugs during these interviews, where a lot of them probably don't even know what the fuck they saying.
Yeah.
Or they just thinking it's going to get me hot. But you being all the wiser and you knowing, damn, this ain't a good look for him. Why put that out?
Still. Because they don't care about you.
Exactly.
But it goes back to, like you said, that's still like being employed somewhere. You could be working from somewhere. We see all the time on the internet nowadays, 10 years, 20 years. They business closed. They don't give you shit. You know what I mean? You don't got a retirement plan. You don't got nothing. That's like dealing with a boss. You're only here because of your service that you could provide for me. The moment you can't provide this service, you're out of here. We're not friends. That's what niggas got to separate. They think because they cool and you vibe with a nigga. If this nigga's not really opening doors and doing certain things, even that extent, it still always come down to business. They're not your friend. These ain't niggas you grew up with. You meet these niggas on the platform. Now, if you done built a 20-year relationship with somebody, that might be different. 10 years or down the line where y'all just connected. But for the moment, these things is for the moments. What's the next hot thing in the moment? You're for a moment. And after you have your moment, they're not going to care. They're going to get somebody else with the next moment. So stop. This is why I say, like, well, you can blame them all you want. The only thing I just don't like to see is when I see real street niggas or niggas that's in the streets. And you got these platforms that got them niggas going back and forth, and that's going to spill into some real shit. You know what I'm saying? How we seeing niggas going up there looking for niggas or looking for their own homies. It's like, damn, cuz, like, what part of the game is this? And then it's like, it's fucked up because when you in it, it's different from somebody outside looking in from a different perspective. So you know it's only going to crash out one way. Somebody going to get fucked up or fucked off. Or fucked over at the end of the day. And it's like all because of words on a platform. And now y'all done turned to regular shit that could have been handled in the hood off a head up squabble. Then turned to some whole other shit. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand how far that shit go. That's the only thing.
And this is why I, again, if you go up to No Jumper, because you can go up there, or any platform, I got to stop saying that, just them, because it's a million platforms right. that's doing it, right? But if you go up to a platform and you willingly give information, then you're the dummy, because you can definitely go up there and give information, or, you know, give a good interview without doing that. But the reason why I still put the blame again on the platform is because really just everything you just said, like on some real shit. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's really why I put the blame on them more so.
But this is my thing with the niggas who are going up there and doing these activities is, like you said, they get in a bag, so they probably don't give a fuck. But you just got to look back and go, okay, these platforms, when they bring our people on there, what is the basis of the reasoning that they're bringing us up here? It's for get niggas to crash out. And then it's like, all right, you're not black. You're not from our culture. Where are your people at? Why are your people? I don't ever see your people coming up here getting interviews. Or the degenerates from your culture to come up here and crash out. 90% is us. Then you sprinkle in some Hispanics here and there. You might get a China Mac or something. But other than that, 99% is us to come up here to crash out on each other while you profit. And like he said, you're going to be in your mansion somewhere. Why the niggas in the streets is dealing with the consequences and repercussions of what he said. Like he said, you got niggas, homies coming up here to look for him now. Pulling up to the establishment. That could go bad. That could have been tragic. A nigga could have came out and that could have went wherever it went. However niggas decided they was going to handle it that day. We could have had a tragedy on our hands behind some fucking words on a podcast. And this nigga don't give a fuck about your culture. It ain't like he giving back to your hood or none of that. He giving you a little bit of something, and he's getting a lot back off of you crashing out your own culture
and
your own people.
Facts. That's why I'm saying, like, you have to blame them, because will we even be having these conversations if these platforms didn't exist? Like I said with the Sammy the Bull thing, like, if they didn't have those platforms, so you can't really say what would or wouldn't happen. So when
they didn't even take pictures.
Yeah, they didn't even take pictures.
Cameraman around them, they smashing the camera. Don't even take a picture of me. Facts. So the thing, they would never jump in those lanes back then. So I could say from what I know of that, even though I wasn't around them times, but from things that they put out, they would have never, they didn't even like being in the media. They didn't want nothing, moving silence. They didn't want you to know nothing that's going on. So it's we in a different era, of course. The world may not view it that way. I'm just speaking from a perspective of a nigga that been sat in the box. You know what I mean? That have been there and know how it is. A lot of niggas ain't ready for that. A lot of niggas don't want to be there. And half the niggas that's doing football numbers behind shit that you didn't could have changed your thought in 30 seconds because you didn't move right is regretting that shit. Like I say, I don't know no lifers that I was in there with that wish they couldn't get another chance to do it different. You know what I'm saying? All them niggas. So that's where I speak from and why I be so bothered by it. I try not to let it bother me, but when I see it, it's like, damn, I already see where it's going to go. Mm-hmm. As black people, we are played as puppets in every fucking form and there is. You know what I mean? They use us for the hardest work. They use us for the to crash out. Any time that we're useful, but we're played as puppets. We don't be the puppet masters. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we need to get. Reevaluate and cultivate our minds to be the puppet masters, where we pushing the buttons, where we controlling everything. So it's like, even with them platforms, half the niggas that be on there could build y'all own. Y'all are the platform. Y'all are the culture. They coming to see y'all. The moment y'all stop going on there, they're not gonna be caring about them people that's interviewing y'all. Y'all can go do them interviews yourself and get a million views on your own. So it's just cultivating the minds, man. That's where I'm at with it. When it comes to at least being on here.
That's a fact, man. That's why I always say it's hard to blame the platforms when there are other platforms based out of your own culture where y'all can build those up to be the main platforms. Like he said, let's take No Jumper. If all them niggas just don't go, what other content are they putting out besides the gang content right now? Gang content is carrying No Jumper.
That's all it is.
The gang members. First, they had the Hoovers and the Gangsters. Their relationship went bad. Replaced them with the Neighborhoods. Now all the Neighborhoods up there. You know what I'm saying? And they got the homie DW up there. But even that shit almost ended bad with the DW and Brick Baby shit. And like you said, we know where it can go. That's why we didn't immediately jump out and try to get some content off it. Because it was niggas who like, ooh, this is my chance. Who already don't like Brick or whatever the case, or already don't like DW. I'm going to add fuel to the flame, try to make it seem like I'm pressing behind some gang shit. Really, I'm trying to get in this lane. I'm trying to be a content creator too, and I'm going to get in off of your back. Because what happened, I seen DW, like he asked him for a cigarette. You know how you diss the neighborhoods is you say nap. And it was just kind of like, if you gangbang, that shit that happened before. If you've been around a so-called enemigo, you got certain lingo you use with your homies, it might slip. It's just a natural, you talk like this every day, so it might slip. Oh, my bad, bro. I didn't even, you, oh, it don't even trip, cuz. Like, you was one of those, you know what I'm saying? And people just, bam, just everywhere. Anybody who got a microphone and that's from the hood, put their 2 cents on. Oh, he should have crashed out. He should have did this. He should have did that. And Wooty Bam, really, niggas trying to get on themselves. Because if Adam was to call niggas, said, man, I got two bands. Come up here and just go crazy on the nigga. How many niggas you think going to go do that? Versus how many niggas going to say, man, hell no. Nah. I ain't going to crash out my culture for you and it's 2,000. Most niggas going to take the bag. But you could come to the Viral Way podcast. You can go to Community. Who else?
Disorderly.
You can go to
Figmunity.
What's the other nigga with the afro? He got the he be talking about a lot of street shit too though. He be him and Cowboy.
What's Figmunity?
He always have Cowboy.
What's Figmunity? Back on Fig?
Back on Fig. I said Figmunity. These are platforms built off niggas from our culture that we could be going through to build each other up. To become these main platforms.
Yeah.
To where we can't cry about, oh man, y'all going to Vlad and Vlad is the police. How is Vlad the police? You dumbass niggas is telling on yourself.
I think it's such a nuanced conversation that we're having, and it could go so deep because it's like, yeah, you now we're speaking on more so of a, like a resistance to programming, to me more so, because it's like we're programmed to go to the hot, messy, you know what I mean, news, to the violent rap, to the everything that is negative. So when you have platforms like this, I feel like it almost, people almost shy away from it because they see like maybe the growth isn't all the way there as a Shade Room or as a, you know, whatever, Vlad, because you know you're going to go there and you're going to go up, but you're going to talk about shit of no substance. We're over here, you know, we're going to give you a positive platform. So I think it's a nuanced conversation of resistance of programming, because it's like we can tell people, you know, don't do this, don't do that. But when you have the programmers, which are the platforms, feeding you subconscious imagery, you know what I mean? Showing you examples of people getting on, being in your neighborhoods, et cetera, it's hard to say no for some people. So I feel like it's a more so of a, let's figure out how to deprogram us from believing that these are the platforms of value, and switching our mind to these are the platforms of value.
This is why I don't be listening when niggas cry about certain shit. Because you can literally be the change you want to see. But bottom line is, it's about the dollar sign. Vlad and them, they got the money. They got the millions coming in a month. So these artists come, hey, man, I need 10 bands for an interview. They got it. They going to make that 10 bands back 10 times off that interview.
Yeah.
So they happy to give it out. They come to a smaller homegrown platform. Niggas ain't got them 10 bands to just throw at every artist. You know what I'm saying? So they like, well, I ain't coming to your shit. I already ain't getting views off your shit. Like, I got to get something out of it. So I can see that aspect of it. But then it goes, what are you willing to sacrifice for the cause?
Mm-hmm.
You say you want it to be this way. You say you want us to run the industry because we built it and it's our culture. But you're not willing to sacrifice for it and put the work in? You can still go get the 10 bands. But you can still come over here and do it for free. It ain't like you can't do both. Niggas is choosing not to do both.
Mm-hmm. That's
or,
true too.
Okay, cool. Go take the 10 bands, but then shout out that smaller one on this bigger platform and expose the people that's watching this one. Hey, man, shout out Disorderly Conduct. Hey, shout out the Viral Way Podcast. Now you putting eyes on these smaller ones where they, okay, now they can bubble up even faster. To where then you come over here, we the platforms now.
Yeah.
And we are the culture, so we can't cry about the man is trick bagging us into catching cases on ourselves, because we ain't never finna ask you no goofy ass shit like that. Yeah.
But I think what's that old saying that I always forget Was it the great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people? So these people knowing this, how we say people exploit certain things, so they know we have a lack of information in our communities. They know we don't have those same resources. I ain't gonna say we don't have the same resources. Information is vital right now. It's like you can get it anywhere, but you're not gonna find people sitting down reading a book. You're not gonna find nobody trying to really elevate their mind. They're trying to elevate their bag, but they're never trying to elevate their self. So understanding that, it's like, okay, if I know more than them, it's like, that's like having kids. You know what I'm saying? And you know how to get them to do certain things. You can get them to crash each other. You can tell them certain things and they're gonna run with it. So it's like really just trying to, they playing chess with us and trying to outthink us by bringing people on these platforms and getting them to discuss certain things. They don't think you even have the intelligence enough to understand when I'm fucking with you, or to understand that I'm trying to put you in a trick bag, to understand that me and this person I'm working with brought you on here just to make you look crazy. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I think that comes from. We just got to sharpen our minds and you know what I mean? Each one teach one, or each one reach one at the end of the day.
The hubby got bars. He said they want to elevate their bag, but they don't want to elevate their mind. That's crazy.
But this is crazy is because niggas like playing a race card, but let's keep it 100. How many people we done talked to from our culture that's doing the same thing?
Facts, yeah.
We just had a nigga on last week. I ain't even going to promote him because he didn't repost the shit. Saying, man, we put the positive shit out. Don't nobody click and engage in it. As soon as we put the negative, it go crazy. So that's what we do. So niggas playing the same game. Yeah. It's just they better at it. So are we really mad that they doing it, or are we mad that we can't do it first or do it as big?
I'm not even mad that nobody doing what they do. Everybody gonna do what they choose to do with their life. It's the fact that we are disconnected in where we are as a race. So I think it's more so that, like, I'm from where I'm from, but I rep my whole race. So it bothers me more when my race is at a certain standpoint where they can make better moves. We can make better moves for each other at the end of the day. So it's like, it is what it is, but I'm black at the end of the day. So I really don't be giving a fuck about too much of what other races is doing, unless it's generally, but it is generally affecting us as a whole. And we the only ones who don't see this shit. Or if we do see it, it's like we always say, once you get your bag, you out of there. What that nigga said on Friday, yeah, I was a nigga that was talking about I was going to stay in the hood. Once I got my check, I was gone. So that's how I think most people think. Like, fuck, I'm in my bag, cause I don't care if y'all not eating. Like, and that's where I think we go wrong, instead of being how we was, building each other up in communities, helping each other out. You know what I'm saying? So that's the biggest stigma. Because niggas are rather, I say all the time, niggas are rather stunt on you than stunt with you. And that's a bad concept, because that breeds envy, that breeds hatred, that breeds jealousy, and that's what make niggas want to go get their own homies. You know what I mean? You a millionaire. You not even just gotta be a millionaire. You up. You shitting on niggas making plays, and your nigga doing bad. And this supposed to be your nigga. How he supposed to look at you? You know what I'm saying? So that's how niggas be turning on their niggas.
Hey, PSA to the streets. Stop turning on your homies after they make it, because they not giving you a motherfucking handout. We done seen it time and time again. I could go down the list of artists after artists after artists. Y'all all behind him. Oh yeah, he official. He from the hood. He was over here, Wooty Bam. Soon as he blow up and you don't blow up with him, oh, cuz, bitch, he ain't really like that. I'm harder than that nigga anyway. Cuz, you know what I'm saying? It's time after time after time we see it. Y'all support him, get him there. And then when you feel like he didn't give you enough handouts, now y'all turn on him. That's another thing that's a big problem with this shit, is we tearing our own down, which is why we can't never be a full force in this shit. Because when niggas finally get there, niggas want to tear you down and bring you back because you didn't take them with you. They can't take all of y'all. Nigga can't blow up and take the whole hood with him, especially if you wasn't his day one homie from the hood anyway. Niggas just feel too entitled, like, oh, he from the hood, he owe me. Nah, niggas don't owe you shit. You know what I'm saying? We got to put an end to that, too. Stop tearing down the ones that we put up there as soon as they get there. Help push them forward, and then, you know, follow the blueprint. That'll help you get up. But we got to put an end to that, too, though. But we run out of time. We're going to wrap this up. We done got real deep in the trenches on this one. We got a 2-for-1 coming for y'all today, so stay tuned. Y'all got any final words?
I ain't got shit, man. LBC, stand up. I'm going to keep it at that, man. And free all my niggas in behind them gates, man. Shout out y'all. I ain't forgot about y'all.
Shit, the viral way.
The viral way. Bang.
Ain't no handouts, I did it from the ground up. Yeah. In the streets, thuggin' hard is where they found us. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights so we put you on the shade.